Welcome to C'est la Vie Theater. Please take this opportunity to turn off your cell phones and unwrap any candy you may want to enjoy during the performance. Tonight, we have Jump by Natalie Gerstein.
Jump already.
I'm not gonna jump.
Jump.
No.
Jump. Come on.
Okay, stop.
Enough complaining then. It's not so bad.
I'm not complaining.
Yes, you are. With your breathing.
I'm not complaining.
Okay.
Who made you that sandwich?
My wife.
How long
have you been married?
Why all the questions?
Oh, no, nothing. I was just wondering.
You married?
No.
Girlfriend?
No.
You like men?
No.
Well, what's wrong with you then?
Nothing. Why? Does something have to be wrong with me?
Yes. A man who has no woman in his life has something wrong with him.
I never said I had no women in my life.
Oh, I see.
Why all the questions?
30 years.
What?
30 years. That's how long I've been married.
30 years. Wow. That's literally longer than I've been alive. 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do for 30 years?
What? You want to know my whole life story now?
No. Sorry. 30 years. It's a long time.
That's not so long.
For me, it's long.
For you? For you, it's a long time. For you, 5 minutes is a long time.
How do you know that? You don't know me.
Okay, you're right. I don't know you.
How do you know anything about me? What do you know?
You're right. What do I know? So, why no woman?
I don't know.
You don't know. And who knows?
I don't know. No one, I guess. Where are you from?
Ukraine.
How long have you been here?
25 years I've been here.
Why did you leave?
Well, at that time, I worked in a power plant near Chernobyl. There was an explosion there. People were sick from the fumes. Everyone had to move. I took my family and left.
Do you have any kids?
2 daughters.
How old are they?
Enough questions. They are not for you, my daughters.
Too bad. I thought, here's my chance to get married.
Anyway, that was a long time ago. When I moved here, I was young like you, already with 2 kids. What are you doing?
I'm working, just like you.
No, not just like me. I'm 52 years old and working construction. What are you, 25? Alone?
No, I'm 29 and alone.
That's right. When I was 29, I was married already for 7 years with children. You're not just like me.
Good for you. What do you think, that I want to be here? I tried to do something else.
What did you try?
I wanted to be a police officer.
Oh, police! That's good.
I know. But they didn't take me.
Why not?
Because I'm white.
What? They don't like white people? Maybe it's because you like men.
No. If you're not a minority, then forget it. The police is all bullshit.
Maybe yes. Police I see here is bullshit. They gave me a ticket for turning right where I was not supposed to, and then one more on top of that when I wasn't wearing seatbelt. But I never see them catch nobody.
They don't do anything, the police. Just sit and get paid. The money is good if you're with them. Getting in is impossible. But once you're in, you're set for life.
Too bad you didn't get in.
Yeah, too bad. Why are you working in construction if you used to work at a power plant?
I told you. It exploded.
It exploded because of you?
No, of course not. I moved here. They don't accept my papers. So I became a builder. It was the only job I could do without speaking English.
Your English is good now.
Of course. 25 years later, what do you think?
Right. So you moved here 25 years ago, married with 2 children, you didn't speak English, and you had no job?
Yes.
Okay, Now I have the whole life story.
That's not the life. That's just what I did to survive. That's not the life I lived.
So what's your life?
My wife and kids. What do you think? You think you'll be happy forever alone? Even if you become a policeman, you think you'll be happy buying sandwiches all your life?
Why not?
Who will remember you when you're dead?
What does it matter when I'm dead? It matters that I'm alive now.
You're alive, but you're not living. You're not doing anything. You're not sharing your life.
How do you know that?
I know because I know. I know because you're sitting here asking me questions.
So I'm alone. So what?
Are you happy?
Sure.
Sure. You're a good liar. Maybe you should be a lawyer.
I don't need anybody to make me happy.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You do. You're 29 years old. No wife, no kids. You do construction.
Thanks.
You don't like hearing about real life. Wait till it's over.
It's not over.
It will be over tomorrow. You'll see. Tomorrow you'll be 52, and a 29-year-old will be asking you questions, and you will have no answers.
Your life is not over. You're 52.
No, it is over.
Why do you say that?
I'm sick.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Why?
You're young. I don't know. Being sick is a terrible thing.
No. I'm not sorry. I'm sorry for you.
You're sick and you're sorry for me?
Yes.
You're crazy.
No, you are.
Okay. So what, you think I should jump?
I don't know. It's your life.
Maybe I'll jump.
Go ahead.
Just like that?
Sure.
You would let me jump just like that?
It's not me who's jumping.
You're telling me that if I jumped, you wouldn't have it on your conscience that you convinced me to jump?
Nope.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
What? Is it my fault you're doing nothing with your life? You can't blame me for that. I just met you. I just made you see what was already there.
Okay, fine. You're right. Maybe I should jump. I have nothing to stick around for. No women in my life, no kids, a shit job. I'm 29 years old. Not much I can do now.
Sit down.
I can't jump if I'm sitting down. It's weird.
Okay, enough. Sit down.
What's the matter? Are you nervous now?
Yes! Sit down!
No, I'm serious now. You are 100% right. I have wasted my life. What's the point now?
Shut up and sit down.
No! What was the point then of this whole thing if not to show me that I've wasted my life away all alone?
So change something!
Change something? I'm 29 and alone. Something must be wrong with me. You said so yourself. No one would want to marry me. I'm jumping.
Sit down.
No.
Sit down, I said.
No, I'm jumping.
Fine. I'll jump too, then.
What? No.
Yes. What am I going to do? Sit here while you jump? Everyone will think I pushed you.
Shit.
So let's both jump.
But you have a family and a life.
And cancer.
So fight it.
What do you mean, fight it? I'm 52 years old.
52 is young enough.
Young enough? You think I'm spring chicken made of gold? I don't have time, money, or energy to fight cancer.
What does your wife say?
I haven't told my wife.
What? You haven't told your wife? Are you crazy?
No, I'm not crazy. I'm smart. One day you'll learn what that means.
No, I won't. I'm jumping today.
Enough with this bullshit. You're not jumping. Over my dead body are you jumping today?
That's true. Maybe.
Is this a joke? You think this is funny talk?
This was your idea.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. You told me to jump.
Oh, now this is my fault.
No, it's not your fault. It's brilliant is what it is.
We're either both jumping or nobody's jumping. So, what's it to be?
Do you want to jump?
I don't know.
It would look like an accident if we both jumped. We fell. Work accident. It happens.
Okay.
Okay what?
Okay, it would look like an accident. Not okay, we're jumping.
Okay.
Do you want to jump?
I think so.
Why?
Why not? Listen, You have cancer, and I'm a nobody. Even if you live another few more years, nobody wants to live a sick life. You've lived your life. You've been all over the world, and you've raised a family. You've made love to your wife thousands of times, I hope. You're done. What more do you need?
And you?
And me? Do you see any of this in my future? I am a construction worker with no family.
You can't have absolutely no family. You must have somebody.
Well, of course, I have a mother and father and a sister, but that doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count? You know what you are? Selfish.
Fine. Maybe you're right. Maybe I am selfish. Maybe I am selfish, and that's why I'm 29 and alone. That's how things go.
So, for this we should both jump.
Yes, for this we should both jump. There comes a time in every man's life where he needs to evaluate his situation. How he got to where he is. Why he is there to begin with. Where is he going from then on? It's time to reevaluate.
And what about the people we leave behind? You don't care, but I do.
How old are your daughters?
The oldest is 29, like you. The youngest is 26. They're both married.
Any grandchildren?
No, not yet.
Well, good. Easier to let go. Your children are old and grown up already. They don't need you. They have husbands and lives of their own now.
And my wife?
You didn't even tell your wife that you are sick. Either way, she will suffer. If you die today, she will mourn for your loss. If you die tomorrow, she will mourn for your illness. What's the difference?
You're right.
Of course I'm right.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay. Let's jump.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay! So how do we do this?
I don't know. You're the one who is calling the shots. You tell me what to do.
1, 2, 3, go.
What if you don't jump?
I'm going to jump.
How do I know that?
Why wouldn't I jump?
Because you are scared little boy, that's why.
Do I look scared to you?
No. That's why I don't trust you. If you thought you were jumping, you'd be shaking like me. If you understood your life would be ending in 5 minutes, you would be shaking.
Maybe I don't care for life as much as you do.
Of course you don't. You haven't lived one.
Okay, enough talking. Are we doing this?
Yes. Wait, I need to finish my sandwich.
What?
Yes, I am not leaving half-eaten sandwich. I need to eat it.
Are you kidding me?
No, I am not kidding. I need to eat it.
Are you scared now?
No, I'm not. If I'm dying today, I'm going to enjoy the last bites of my sandwich. In Ukraine, we didn't have food like this. I can't waste it. It would be a shame to leave behind such a sandwich. My wife makes the best food. Plus, if she sees I didn't eat her food before I died, she will be upset. Okay, I'm done. Let's jump.
You're not ready to die.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. I just watched you eat a sandwich like you were watching the sunrise for the first time.
I like my wife's food. So what?
You have a wife who packs you sandwiches every day for lunch.
I have cancer.
You have a wife.
Yes, I have a wife. I have a wife who will be sick every day that I am sick. Who will cry every day I will cry. Who will suffer every day that I will suffer. Don't you understand that?
No, I don't understand. If she were sick, would you suffer with her? For the woman who made you sandwiches every day, would you cry with her?
Yes, of course.
Then why are you jumping?
I am jumping because you are making me.
I'm jumping because you are making me.
I'm not making you. I'm not doing anything. All I did today was come to work, sit down for lunch, and eat my sandwich. I live every day the same, and every day I have been happy. Now, I am sick, and every day I will be miserable.
Why? Why does anything change? Do you have a wife?
Yes.
Do you love her?
Yes.
Does she love you?
Yes.
Does she make good sandwiches?
Yes.
Finished. That's all you need. Every day, just eat the sandwiches, and when you die, you die. Think of how many more sandwiches you will eat before you die. And if you die tomorrow, that's one more sandwich you will eat before you die.
You are not stupid.
Thank you.
You shouldn't jump.
No?
No.
Why not?
Because it would be on my conscience forever if you did.
This has nothing to do with you. This is for me.
No, I told you to jump.
You think I wasn't thinking about it before?
I don't care what you were thinking before. You are a baby. You're 29 years old. My daughter's age. Can you imagine what I would do if some old man convinced my daughter to jump off a building?
You didn't convince me. If anything, I have been convincing you.
If you jumped, you know who would get the last word? The police. Is that what you want?
Oh, don't tell me about the police. They've already won. They've already won. Do you understand?
This is not a game to win or lose. This is real life.
No, real life is a game, and you either win or you lose. In a relationship, there's always a winner and a loser. When you go through a breakup, there is always one person who wins and one person who loses. When you apply for a job, you'll either win or lose.
So, fine. Go play the game then.
I've already lost. I've already lost.
You stupid. You haven't even started playing. Do you want to lose at this game right now? I am not jumping. I am winning this game.
That's right. You win, I lose.
But you're not playing against me.
I don't have a wife. I don't have amazing sandwiches.
You don't have cancer either.
No, I don't.
That's right. So, you win that one. You win at cancer, I lose.
And what do you win?
Life! I win at life, you idiot!
Right.
So, then we are both not jumping.
You should tell your wife.
What? I almost jumped off a building at work today?
No, cancer.
All right. Fine. I will.
You asshole. You didn't even give me some of your sandwich to try.
It's my sandwich. Get your own.
All right, fine. I will.
We hope you enjoyed that performance of Jump by Natalie Gerstein. Stay tuned next week for Indefinitely by Tabby Alau, a play about things siblings say to one another in their silences and the distances they try to overcome. Also, we're keen for your feedback. Please head over to our website, c'est la vie theater.ca, and leave us a comment on what you thought.